congratulate our comrades here from Newcastle. The comrade here just said we're from Manchester, and it's wonderful to see people come together on this lovely, beautiful day and just fight against racism together. I just want to tell you about our latest campaign in Manchester. It's Rose Jane, the Rose Jane Must Stay campaign. Rose Jane Manyohi is a teacher of mentally disabled children from Kenya and a mother of one-year-old Natal. She fled to Britain in 2006 and sought asylum after her late husband tried to force her to join an outlawed Kenyan militia, the Mungiki. She would have also been forced to undergo female genital mutilation. Whilst over here, a widely reported conflict broke out in Kenya in the wake of the December 2007 election. Over 2,500 people were killed and 350,000 forced to flee their homes in tribal conflict orchestrated by the Kenyan state. 0.5 meter internally displaced people are living in squalor and misery in refugee camps in Kenya. In addition, the Mungiki is a militia backed by the Kenyan state and used during elections to justify state repression. Yet the racist British Labour government has refused either to extend Rose Jane's visa or to grant them refuge and is trying to deport the family. She is to be deported to Kenya. She and her daughter were very likely to be forced to go through FGM, the female genital mutilation.
And persecution.
Kenyan people like Rose Jane and Natal have suffered humiliating poverty, while 70% of their national wealth is in the hands of foreign corporations, especially British companies such as Brooke Bond and Unilever. Kenyan standards. I'm sorry, I'm reading out this leaflet from my colleague who's written this out on behalf of Rose Jane. The British-backed corrupt leaders such as Kibaki have spent $12 million on luxury cars between January 2003 and September 2004, while thousands die of AIDS and other diseases. Vast tracts of fertile land is not used to grow food for domestic consumption, but to grow flowers, tea and coffee for export to the EU and British supermarkets, while millions of Kenyans starve. British companies benefit directly from the poverty of Kenyan people,
which
exploded into the violence seen in January and February in 2008. In October 2006, Labour deported a 7-year-old girl on her own to Kenya, despite her mum living in Glasgow. The Home Office regularly dismisses applications to stay in Britain from migrants and then looks for reasons to justify the refusal and has deported thousands to face misery, poverty, persecution and even death. Approximately 30,000 immigrants and asylum seekers are locked up in detention centres and prisons in Britain every year, including over 2,000 children and babies. About 1,200 are deported from Britain every week. 36,000 in 2007 alone are from nations underdeveloped, oppressed and exploited by British imperialism. This injustice and deportation must stop. The asylum and immigration laws on which these decisions are based are racist to the core. Deporting Rose Jane and Natal is an attack on all migrants. So I'm here to call out, come and sign the petition if you have a chance, and just stop deportations, stop racism in Britain, stop it now.